This is something that we must not forget. This should be a view that constantly resides in the group, in the worldwide Bnei Baruch group, in everyone. That even though there are descents, they're all in order to later on build ascents on top of them. It cannot be any other way. The Creator created evil in order to be revealed on top of the evil. There is no other way for Him to reveal Himself to the created beings. Therefore, the advantage of light over darkness. So the darkness gives the advantage to the light, and if not for the darkness being revealed in all of its very unpleasant forms, this specifically is to the extent that the darkness is revealed, only to that extent we can attain the light, the Creator, the Vekut, adhesion, spirituality. Therefore, one who doesn't love, doesn't appreciate the darkness, is not in complete work. He does not understand, does not agree with the fact that he is a created being, because the created being cannot attain the light itself. That's the Creator. But a feeling can be in the created being only out of something and its opposite. Therefore, the attainment of the darkness is more important than the attainment of the light, because it determines the degree and the character of the light that is achieved, attained. So, each time as we enter the darkness, we need to remain in the importance of the darkness. That is the work, the importance of the darkness versus the light that later on will be revealed. So we have to respect the darkness in a way that later on it will give us attainment of the light. And therefore, the society should be built in such a way that it helps each and every one determine the right attitude to darkness, to descent, to states that a person goes through when he feels that he has no power, no desire, his head is disconnected, he's confused, or in general he is completely disoriented. You cannot imagine what states you have ahead of you. You don't yet know what it's like when a person has no idea where he is and whether he even exists. He seemingly loses his mind, loses his emotion, even the corporeal one. And he goes through states where he doesn't know what will happen to him in a moment. And here there has to be support by the society, that it is built in such a way that each and every person has what to rely on. He feels that he's being supported, he's held. It's like a child who just grabs onto the mother, and that's it, that's a safe place. Whatever happens, he is in the right place. And he just grabs onto her, he attaches to her. This is how we need to be. And if the group doesn't care to have such a general atmosphere where all the states of darkness that we go through are only in order to later on invert them to light, darkness shall shine as light, then this group is not worthy of advancement. It will not attain, it will not go through all of these things. The tearing of the Red Sea, and all of the problems of the reception of the Torah, the problems in the desert, it won't be able to hold on. Rather, if specifically there is concern in it for the general maintenance of the system, that it will give each and every one a feeling that this is a mother that you can cling to and grab hold of like a baby and advance this way, through the states of darkness, of helplessness, if there is no such feeling in the group, we would not be able to advance. And therefore, we should think about it really well. And it's not that each one is as it is until now in his own individual states. There is no such thing, individual states. We belong to the group. We need to feel how we're going through collective states. Collective states means not that everyone is either in an ascent or a descent, but that we're constantly concerned that both in the ascents as well as the descents, in all of the specific individual state, everyone should feel that they have an anchor, that they have the center of the group where they are all together holding on, and this is what is keeping them. And not that there is some kind of leaps from descents to ascents and all kinds of things, and a person has no idea where he is, and he just feels himself alone. He feels himself alone. When does he feel himself with everyone? Maybe sitting with them in a meal, hardly. We have to build this feeling of the group that is giving support to each and every one. The fact that people leave, it is because in the group we don't have that feeling that it is like a ship sailing. There are ups and downs and there are changes along the way, but nevertheless, the group goes through everything. And we don't have such a feeling still that I have what to grip on, that I'm safe, that whenever necessary I'm on the hands of the friends, they're holding me, I need to invest and hold them. We don't have that yet. Therefore, our progress is minuscule relative to the conditions that we are getting from above. Therefore, start using the darkness and the light in such a way that it will promote us, truly advance us. And that's possible only if we have a shared, common spiritual center that we build. There we establish our support for all of the friends so that they will feel through all the states, in darkness as well as in light, that they will hold on to it, that they will feel that there is a concern in the group for each.
Rav, when a person who falls, when a person falls now, he feels alone. If we connect, how do we feel that we are?
If we connect and between us there is this constant feeling, constant, that both the descents as well as the ascents are equal in their importance, and it's not that now I'm just thrown away and I feel that I'm dead, I don't care about anything, I leave the group, I don't come to the lesson. Later on, it's the opposite. I get an ascent, and then it's not at my account. It's simply the Creator who's replacing my states. So, what is that, my state of ascent? Did I make this ascent? Did I rise? No, the Creator just replaced my state. He's giving me an opportunity to prepare myself for the true replacement of states. And that replacement, that change, can only occur by me turning, me demanding, me praying. And that can be only with support from the group.
But now, a person feels that it's personal. It says a descent.
So if it's personal, keep it personal, but just realize that personal does not exist in spirituality.
The question is, how do I come to feel that it's not personal? How do I come to feel that it's a...
Don't wait for the feeling. The feeling won't come. Don't wait for a feeling. You need to make it, to do it. Then you will have the right feeling. but I don't feel that I belong to the group or belong to the Creator or that I'm disconnected from Him. I feel bad, I feel good. Do you want to advance towards the truth? Then you need to build a kli in which you will feel the truth. This is what it's about. If you only work out of sensation, you can stay at home. You will not reach anything.
So, how do you progress if it's not this feeling?
You need to build with the friends. Build with the, I understand your question, you're asking correctly, but you need to build with the friends. You need to have a support that is guaranteed, so that if you enter darkness, you realize what this darkness is for. And in the meantime, we don't feel that. This is the situation that I'm talking about. During the descent, you need to feel that the society, the group, is with you. If you don't have that, you don't have a society, then you don't come out of this darkness in the right way. The Creator just replaces your states. That's it. But by that, you don't really advance. If you build a society, a group, that will help you to take part by yourself in emerging from the darkness to the light, then that ascent is at your account. But if the Creator does it for you, it's not on your account. You didn't gain it, you didn't do it. That's clear. So we need two things here. One is to remember to truly write down really well that all of the descents are necessary for ascent, and there cannot be an ascent except if it is on top of a descent. And the deeper the descent, truly deep, it all depends on how much a person has prepared the following ascent. If he has support, then he will do it quickly. It's not necessarily that any situation where a person ascends from his bad state, where he's disconnected from the Creator, not necessarily this whole ascent is really considered an ascent. It could be an ascent just in what one feels, but not according to reality, not according to the values that a person
Can the 10 determine that the friend is detached and he's in a descent and start acting?
The 10 doesn't need to do that. The 10 needs to give a general feeling in the 10 that it will provide each and every one with support, general support. Then each one accordingly can use it.
But he doesn't always understand that this is his situation.
That's already his business. It's not the business of the society. We keep the general spirit in society. As Rabash writes, the general spirit in society should be an uplifted spirit, confidence, all kinds of such things. And there shouldn't be just artificial, because that doesn't work. It just confuses everyone. Rather, as much as possible, we want to establish this general feeling in the ship that's sailing, confidence, etc. Right? So it's clear what you need to do. And if you don't do it, I can't see that the descent would truly also become a sense, as like in a current rectifier, that the minus turns into plus. I don't see that. I don't see it happening. Otherwise, how can it be that friends are growing weaker? How can it be that they're growing weaker? How can it be that one has time where he's falling asleep, then he has time when he is working, and then he falls asleep, and then again he's working? It shouldn't be so much. I saw it with Rabash, and I too went through such things, but in a state where sometimes I'm in a lesson and I don't quite know what is happening, the brain is half disconnected, there's nothing you can do about it. These are states that we go through. Yesterday I also had that. Maybe you felt that during the lesson a little bit. But it's not that you disconnect, and most importantly, it's not that you don't appreciate these times, that you don't use them correctly. We don't use the time of descent correctly. And I have no one to attach to, nothing to attach to during the descent. I don't feel that I'm being supported. The time of descent is actually the good time when I can cling to the society. The Creator purposefully gives me such conditions that I, even out of lack of choice in a corporeal way, I want to depend on them. And I don't have that. So where is that? Is there such a feeling in the 10, in the group, in this group?
But some do feel support that the society is here for them.
Maybe, I don't know, so maybe I don't understand, so I don't know. I see it according to the presence in the lessons, the attendance, according to the number of people who disappear more and more. According to that, I see it. Maybe I'm mistaken. According to the feeling that I see in the society, we don't have that feeling that I feel that I'm being held. Maybe you do. I lack that feeling.
Again, I don't understand. If one leaves the society, is it because he didn't do enough to absorb the spirit in society? Or?
No. What can he do? Why do you blame him instead of the society?
Why are we blaming the society? The society always has the forces. We got the spirit, we got the sources from the lessons. There's no reason for him to live there. It's got a force in it. It's got constant support in it.
Let's say that you're right. What do I care? I said what I said. That's it. I don't feel in the society support in states of descent, in states of falling. I don't feel that I'm falling on the society and I'm getting from it strength, support, that they are holding me, that they're giving me a spirit of life. When I come to the lesson, that's something else. In the lesson, it does happen, but outside of the lesson, there is no connection between me and the group. Maybe it's only I who don't feel the connection. What do you think? How do you feel when you're not in the lesson? Is there a difference? So the physical situation still determines for us how much we are all connected. And I'm talking about inner support.
Love. I listened to the explanation you gave in the beginning about the group having to provide us a constant state of security, confidence. We can't hear.
We don't hear you. It's Lushna.
So, again, you said before the second excerpt that the group has to create a common spiritual center. And at least that's what I heard. You said it's important to focus on two things. One, remember that all the descents are necessary for the purpose of ascending. And then the friend asked the question and you started answering, but I couldn't hear it. Or maybe it's just me. What is the other thing that's important?
We need to build a kli. This is why I'm saying that we don't yet have a kli, because we're not concerned that all of us, in ascents as well as descents, it will be for the benefit of everyone, that we will connect these ascents and descents together. I don't need to enter the individual feeling of each and every one, but we do need to give support, build a ship, right? In which we are all together. That common feeling has to be there. And even though there are those who fall and those who rise, it doesn't matter, but it all works towards the advancement of the sheep. And this we don't have yet. So I started from the fact that I felt it very much yesterday, that people are not concerned about creating a common atmosphere. And that is called the group, that is called the society. Even in some groups on the street, I don't know where people are building something, they care to have a special atmosphere that will hold the group together. And we are not concerned about it. I realize that for us it is more difficult because it goes against the ego. The goal is non-egoistical, and from that we get rejection to begin with, against connection. But nevertheless, this is what we have to work on. And we don't, none of us is making any efforts to bring himself to connection with the friends, not just connection, but a general collective atmosphere that we are supporting, everyone is supporting everyone. And in all of the ascents and all of the descents, we want to add to that atmosphere that we're building. This is what I talked about. Because this is the building of the Kli, in other words. It's the building of
Rob, tell us please. We in our states of ascent and descent, do we go through them at the same time or intermittently, alternately? And do we have to state in both, should we keep the states of love and help at the same time or should they alternate?
It's not important to me who's going through ascents, who's going through descents. That's not my problem. I don't determine it. The group doesn't determine it. The Creator determines it. We are all like sfirot in a partsuf. So each and every one has a different style of work, and also we exchange these different kinds of work. It's not that I'm a constant quality in the group and you're something else and he's something else. Rather, these qualities keep on changing. So we do not determine these things. That's not upon us. We only determine how do we add the darkness to the light, the ascents and the descents together, in order to start working with both of them together, such that the light excels out of darkness. Otherwise, we're not amplifying our situation, and we can amplify it only on the condition that it will pass through the general courses of the group, where we will all think together about our common progress. Then the resistance, the common resistance, the resistance against this commonality, this sharing, will join the individual ascents and descents of each and every one, and it will connect us together. And then the Kli will be formed. Are you listening? Only in such a way will the Kli be formed. The individual resistance of each and every one against connecting, bonding with the others, even though later on it will provide him with support. But nevertheless, it is against our inclination. That resistance, if it is added in by everyone, it becomes the coarseness, the oviyut of the Kli. Shorech Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dale. This is the coarseness that we will have. Right now, we don't have it. We can't say by the group what degree of coarseness it's in. We don't have it. They don't yet want it. They don't yet understand how to connect together. That we want to enter ibur, conception, impregnation. Where is this embryo? Where is this togetherness? We don't have it. Where does this togetherness come from? It comes out of us wanting to connect between us and be as a ship where these are going through a sense, these are going through this sense, each one has his own role. That doesn't matter, but we hold everyone by wanting to establish such an atmosphere where no one will run away from the work, from the connection. And then, with such an atmosphere, we're connecting the individual sense and the sense for everyone. And then a partsuf is formed. And in a partsuf, each ten and each one of the ten is functioning according to what he is. But the most important is that everyone is connected to God.
Well, but these are states that do they come one after the other or simultaneously?
That's not important for me. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about the states that come. I do not determine these states. I only determine my attitude, my preparation for them, that whatever comes, and I don't care what it is, whatever comes, even a great wave, we will all be together. That's it. Even if you're going to drown, like Nachshon, we are going to jump to the Red Sea, but together. This is what it's about.
Москва.
Вы еще сказали сегодня, что... You also said today that the artificial spirit you're trying to awaken in the group isn't working. Do we have anything other than the artificial spirit we're trying to awaken between us?
Yes, we can evoke concern, each one for the friends, concern by each one for the Creator. We talked about that last week, right? But we need to be concerned, to think, to care for the Creator, to give him contentment, each one of us, to care about him, to care about the friends in the group, to hold on to them, because without them, I also have no hope of reaching spirituality. So I need to be concerned, corporeally, even egoistically. I need to be concerned. Later on, the reforming light will come upon my concern and will start to process it and give it a spiritual form. But first of all, even the corporeal form we don't have.
Quello che io capisco è che la mia preoccupazione è che l'amico senta questo appoggio, questo sentimento. Come si crea questo? Cosa concretamente bisogna fare? Qual è l'azione?
Ravi, mi avanti nachon. If I understand correctly, my constant concern should be to give support to the friends. How do you concretely let the friend feel my support?
I'm concerned that in the group there would be this spirit, and this spirit will hold each and every one with good mood, optimism, with strength, with an inclination forward. That's what I'm concerned about. As Rabash writes, there's nothing new here. This is written that this is one of the necessary conditions to have in the ten.
Latin America. Latin America too.
Buenas noches, Rav. La pregunta es, en este...
Good evening, Rav. The question is, in the descent that comes, how does the ten activate this brotherhood between them? To support the friend when he goes into a descent, how does the ten activate this brotherhood between them so as to influence him?
It shouldn't be in order to influence him, to bestow upon him. We have to constantly influence the group so that they will have this collective spirit of confidence, of joy, the righteousness of the path, this warm feeling that we are all in this, and this feeling should work, it should hold each and every one in the connection. That's it. We don't need to pay attention to some specific friend who is now in some feeling, some mood, in a descent. We shouldn't pay special attention to him. Rather, if you're concerned for the general state in the group, then each one can fall and feel bad or feel good. So what? Let it be. It needs to happen. We cannot do without descents. Specifically from the descents, we get new discernments that later on we feel them in the ascents, as light excels out of darkness, in the gap between the descents and the ascents. That's where we live. It is impossible without Rishimov of Yud and Rishimov Hitlabshut, right? We need to have one against the other. Then in between them, the feeling of the Creator is formed in the created being. Okay, now Latin America 7.
Good night, Rav. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. We have an announcement for you. And now, immediately after the morning lesson, we invite all the friends from the World Fleet to the meeting of the Arbu team. We're going to be trying to keep on building this society, to wake up the friends. We are going to be together preparing for both congresses, for Congress in the desert and for the big Congress in Petahtiga. So, friends, please come to this Arbu team meeting. We have the Zoom ID on the screen. Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you, friends. We are waiting. We're hosting, Latin America is hosting all this meeting for you. We are expecting you. Let's come with all the heart, open. Thank you, Rob.
Tatzlichu, anachnu etchem.
I wish you success. We're together with you.
Shalom, Rav, and everybody. How can we accelerate this process by the good path?
We need to be in that always. Each and every moment, we need to try to expand it, to give it more forces. This is the general spirit in the society. Imagine to yourself, we are on a boat, on a ship, and in this ship, there is also a sail, let's say, a small one, but it's there. We're all sitting and going, blowing into that sail so that the ship would move forward. And everything depends on this attitude of ours, how much we can inflate this sail. That's it. So you should be concerned about this as much as you do it. And this is with the heart's concern about advancing. You will indeed advance. Don't take my example literally or 100%, because it's not going to happen. Even if you put a big fan there before the sail, it's not going to work. It's all on the same boat, the same ship. You have two contrasting forces here. So according to physics, that's not going to work. But following in our... for us to advance. What are we going to do during the day, duty?
We awaken concern in the friends, concern for the Creator. That's the center of the group, that's one.
Concern for the general spirit, right? The general spirit of the group, so it won't allow anyone to fall, even in the hardest, toughest states in the descent, or the highest states in an ascent, so that we know how to work with these states, and we will advance towards the same goal always together.